producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's the show where you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. This Thursday evening, it is Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
So, we have been all over the board this evening. You can call in on any of these topics or anything else. So the Republican debate, the Washington Redskins names, the federal shutdown of Rent Boy.
I've been strongly preaching white privilege.
Whatever that means.
It's the privilege to not care about these racial slurs.
I suppose that's it.
Because I'm white, so I can therefore have the privilege of not caring.
I suppose anyone could not care.
Right.
That's their privilege.
Right.
But there has been a shooting today, and that was apparently, I don't know, a 4chan, for those, a 4chan shooter? I don't know what it means.
He posted on 4chan in advance.
Yeah, I have no clue. I was given this link, and it seems to be some kind of chat log or something. The first post says, some of you guys are all right. Don't go to school tomorrow if you're in the Northwest. Happening thread will be posted tomorrow morning. So long, space robots. And I don't know if any of these follow-up comments are by the same person, because they all say anonymous.
All right, fine. I'll read an article. You guys arguing. A sinister warning message purportedly from the shooter who opened fire at an Oregon college allegedly appeared on an internet forum on Wednesday night. The message, which was posted anonymously on the bulletin board 4chan, read, some of you guys are all right. Don't go to school tomorrow if you are in the Northwest. Less than 24 hours later, a shooter opened fire at Umpqua Community College, leaving 13 people dead and dozens injured. It's not clear if the post is a hoax, and DailyMail.com cannot verify the authentic...
The shooting's not a hoax, though, right?
Yeah, the shooting's not a hoax.
I guarantee you somebody will claim that the shooting didn't happen, because people make that claim after every shooting.
Yeah, that's we need to be sure to, make sure that somebody's going to be saying that.
So they couldn't verify the authenticity of the message, and 4chan has been contacted for a response. Okay.
4chan has been contacted. Hold on just a second. Describe 4chan to everybody.
4chan is a web forum that is a loosely affiliated group of people of all ages, but I suspect a large number of them are young teenage and pre-adolescent males.
Is there a leader of 4chan?
There used to be this guy named Moot, but I think he sold it or something like that.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
That there's certainly someone that owns the domain name.
I want to hear more about it, but let's go to Richard calling in from Pennsylvania. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. So I saw your post on Facebook about the white teacher that got suspended for saying the N-word in class.
That's right.
Is this a public school or is this a private school?
It's an AP teacher, so I get the impression it is a government school.
If it is a private school, then don't you run into the tragedy of the commons?
You mean a government school?
Yep. Yes. Seeing as though everyone is actually paying for the public school, whether or not they use it, this actually just means that you can pretty much do anything in public spaces. I mean, since you are forced to being paid for paying for that education, even though you are not using it, dictate says that you should be able to do whatever you want. And therein lies the tragedy of the commons. I'm not advocating for the N-word. I think it's a horrible word and everything. But I'm just saying, from that line of reasoning, anything goes.
Well, I would agree with you that public school has suffers from the tragedy of the commons. In this circumstance, though, I think something else is in play. When a let's call it a movement or an organization begins to eat its own, begins to vilify those that agree with it because they are not doctrinaire enough, that's when you know things are sort of on the downhill slide for that organization or movement. In this case, this woman is basically making the point that no one should be using racial slurs, especially in their business or place of work, and she is then fired for making the point that you shouldn't do it. Or I should say fired. She was suspended with pay.
So, but that doesn't, see, I don't think that actually is a problem right there, right? Because the point is that the N-word doesn't actually have any magic behind it. Of course, it
apparently
has
it does.
Behind it. No, of course it has the history behind it. And everything
no, I'm saying
else.
Apparently it has magic behind it. Because she could say Redskin, and she couldn't say the N-word.
Well, yeah, then that's ridiculous.
That's the point. Is that yeah. I guess one point that you could take away from this, I suppose there's a couple of points you could take away from this, is what one's intended to understand is A, that that you may never use the N-word, period. It's just too terrible. Or B, don't compare that plight of ethnically underprivileged folks to our plight as ethnically underprivileged folks. Now, I don't know whether, the person who suspended her or the people who chose to suspend her, what their thought process was in it, but I don't think they're sending any particular message other than, we're scared.
Well, then why? Here's another question. I know this is a radio show, so if you need to boot me, that's fine. But
don't use the N-word.
Well, I'm not going to use the N-word, but I was going to ask you, do you think that the free market would be able to easily just mitigate these concerns when it comes to institutionalized racism or anything else like that? I do believe that is a thing, but really what it has to deal with is the institution in itself. If we had private property and segregation that was completely voluntary, wouldn't that just solve the problem?
I don't think in the case of the Washington Redskins it necessarily would. All I can say with the Washington Redskins is that they should change their name. I find their name to be offensive. However, I think that they can probably find 50,000 butts to put in seats in Washington, D.C. To do their business. That is assuming that every other football team also has to sort of abide by a free market set of rules. So pretty much every team currently gets their stadium paid for by taxpayer money in some way, shape, or form. So they're all operating by the same set of rules. So I don't think that it would be any particular difference for the Washington team, whatever they might name themselves. I'm saying they should go ahead and name themselves the Senators or something. It's got some historical gravitas.
Yeah, well, I'm saying you're going down some sort of slippery slope once you begin, saying, well, certain words are not all right in public spaces, by the way. In private spaces, I completely understand. But in public spaces, when you do that, then it's basically going down a slippery slope where you can police language. And I think that's very dangerous.
Words are a slippery slope. I mean, there are loaded derogatory terms. No one's going to deny that. I think the best way to deal with that is to, protest, talk about it in your daily life, ostracize the business in whatever way you do. I'm not saying that the Washington Redskins should be, if the NFL wants to kick them out, that's their business, not mine. I'm not saying that the government should go in and shut them down, though.
I'm just thinking, why is the Washington, why are these words, so offensive to people? Obviously, of course, there's the history behind it and everything else like that.
That's why.
Yeah, I know, but, I mean, these
well,
words
dead people.
Change over time and everything else like that. So, when you're talking about, a bundle of sticks for gay people and
yeah,
stuff
sure.
like that. That's what it means. It means a bundle of sticks. So
do you understand the history behind the word? Wait. The bundle of sticks. Do you understand why that term is used?
Yes, because they said, let's go out and burn the gay people.
Yeah, in Germany. And then they did it.
Oh, yeah, it's wrong.
And then they did it. So when you're using that term, essentially your intent is to remind the gays that, oh, your kind was burned. It was set on fire and burned because you're a worthless human being. That's what the meaning behind that word is.
And by the way, that high school is a public school.
I know what it is. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about what you want. Apparently there's been a shooting. Apparently that shooter was at least a one-time poster on the web forum 4chan.
Right.
It seems like whenever news comes out of 4chan, it's usually laughably bad, but in this case, it's just bad.
Oh, yeah. What was the thing where, like, Mountain Dew said name a flavor or something, and they're like, Hitler is wonderful.
It was, 4chan. Mountain Dew had a sort of vote on your favorite name for Hitler. 4chan being who 4chan is.
No, Mountain Dew did not have a contest that said vote on your favorite name for Hitler, Mark. That's what you just said.
I'm sorry. Vote on your favorite name for a flavor. And I can't remember what the flavor was. But
vote on your favorite name for Hitler. Mein Führer.
That'd be a good one.
Adolf.
So what they did was, in fact, voted. I guess it was Hitler did nothing wrong.
That's what it was.
That was the name of the Mountain Dew flavor. Mountain Dew's Hitler did nothing wrong is what the 4chan decided would be the best bet. They also apparently
they wanted to name this some space station thing Stephen Colbert, and NASA named the treadmill Colbert, and then did a backronym where Colbert stood for something resistant something.
Yeah. I love when marketing geniuses do things like this and it completely backfires because they're doing it online. It's like, let's have a hashtag.
You know, we need an essay contest.
We're going to have a hashtag for our political campaign.
And,
you know, or like, I know, we're going to have a hashtag for the New York police. That'll be a great idea.
And what was the first, what was that hashtag something, tell your favorite New York NYPD story or something? They just kept on slamming them the whole way through. They're telling you about a graphic novel that's coming out that I'm excited about. It's called James versus the New World Order. So what would you do when a bizarre occult army calling itself the Trust invades your sleepy little mountain town? We'll find out what James Contrell, a big-hearted country boy with a crappy job who's learned to live without dreams, what he does. Because sometimes the guy who's learned to live without dreams, he might be the best suited to handle a nightmare. Read the action comedy graphic novel James versus the New World Order by Brandon Bitros and illustrated by J. Matthew Root, the first in what is estimated to be a 5-volume, 24-issue series. So, if this intrigues you, you can pre-order now, jamesversustheneworldorder.com, and that's their Kickstarter campaign, the crowdfunding to raise the $3,000 for the artwork, the coloring, the production, distribution. You can go see what they've got going. It's a great project. jamesversustheneworldorder.com.
It sounds assuredly to be more interesting than that story about a giant peach.
I like that story.
James versus the giant.
But I like fiction, liberty-oriented fiction, just because it, you know, it's getting the ideas out there in a subliminal way.
So, going back more to talk about this shooter guy. So the post that was made to 4chan in advance was, some of you guys are all right, don't go to school tomorrow if you are in the Northwest. And then it continued on to say, which time stamped at 19:19 p.m., I guess, last night, happening thread will be posted tomorrow morning. So long, space robots. We'll post again in AM, 10-minute countdown, won't say much more, too much to prepare. The alleged post is no longer visible on the website. Oh, yes, it is. The cast version was the first posted on Reddit. Under the disturbing message, many users encouraged the person to go ahead with their threat and even advised the poster on the best ways to kill people.
Oh, God.
User wrote...
This is 4chan, right? And I can understand why they didn't think that this was going to happen, because the weirdest things happen there.
Yeah, 4chan is, like, the worst place on the internet. And, like, they're intentionally, like, trying to be
they're
horrible.
Awful, yeah.
Yeah. I suggest you enter a classroom and tell people that you will take them as hostages. Make everyone get in the in one corner and then open fire. So
it does seem like a good way to get them all.
I mean, that's the type of things that these people write.
It's awful.
You might want to target a girls' school, which is safer because there are no beta males throwing themselves for the rescue. Do not use a shotgun. I would suggest a powerful assault rifle or a pistol or 2X pistols, possibly the type of pistols which have 15 plus ammo.
Pistols?
Two times, one in each hand.
I see.
Yeah, because you can totally aim two guns at once.
Yeah, that doesn't seem very effective to me. Plus, how do you open the door?
The discussion, which has been going on, unfortunately, for many, many years, and I know this because I've been on 4chan, and unfortunately, I have a brother who is no longer with us who was a serious fan of 4chan.
Okay.
And I would not put it past his passing being largely... from 4chan influence.
Wasn't there a guy that did something where he took a bunch of pills and live streamed his thing and posted on 4chan and people were like, "Yay, I hope you die."
Probably. Regardless of that, you know, people trying to kill themselves, this discussion that's been ongoing for the longest time about these school shooters and just in general people who are going on killing sprees, the way 4chan has referred to it as getting the high score. So essentially they've been long discussing serial killers, serial killers in terms of who has killed the most people.
Yeah,
and they call that getting the high score.
Yeah, that's pretty rotten.
Yeah,
but I'm not surprised that adolescent males are having that conversation on the internet.
Sure. So they say under the disturbing message, several users advised the poster of the best ways to kill people. They posted one encouraging message showed a photo of Elliot Roger, the man who killed six people near Santa Barbara University in May campus last year. It says. The photo that they posted says, "It takes a great man to do great things, become legendary." And the photo is of Elliot Roger, and it says, "Stop waiting for things to happen." It's like a meme photo of Elliot Roger that says, "Stop waiting for things to happen. Go out and make them happen." You know, that's the caption under the Elliot Rogers photo.
I do wonder when he says, make yourself legendary, how many decades do we have to go back for, you know, somebody, some leader of a band of, soldiers or whatever to have been considered glorious. This is the term they used for killing people, glory.
Right.
It's not like Alexander the Great didn't wipe out, wipe out women and children. I can tell you the Mongols wiped out, cities. If you didn't just bend to their wishes, they just wiped you out.
Right. Now, I'm going to say this about 4chan. There are two types of people on 4chan. There are the people that get it. What's going on 4chan in a lot of cases is just blue humor.
Yeah.
Right? So blue humor is a type of humor where people laugh at inappropriate things.
Like we're laughing at the it's funny that they got the whole, Mountain Dew marketer people. They made them look silly.
Right. They make them look silly. I mean, that's funny. But there's also just blue jokes. I mean, anybody like Jim Norton is a great blue comedy person. Louis C.K. Tells a lot of blue dark humor. There's a lot of dark humorists out there that are very famous and they're very funny. Chris Cantwell, he tells a lot of jokes, and a lot of times he's funny, a lot of times he goes over the line.
That he's funny.
Blue humor rides the line.
Everybody's got their own line, though.
Right, sure, and everybody's got their own line. Well, that's what I'm saying about 4chan, is there's this line. There are some people there that get it and are there. There's context and humor, and then there are just also psychopaths that are there that don't understand that this is all humor.
855-450-3733. What do you think should be done about all these school shootings? 855-450-FREE.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in with, well, whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about this, what we're calling the 4chan shooter. I'm not sure what terminology they're going to use for
this.
There's
been more than one, so yeah, they'll probably use different terminology than that.
Yeah, well, that's what we got. The shooting today that was in Oregon, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tragic stuff, but apparently the shooter posted on the, well, infamous website 4chan, message board 4chan, before he did this. And there's some things that were written there that, well, in retrospect, don't look so great.
Right. Like one of the bits of advice was carry a knife. Make sure that there is no way that someone can disarm you. As it is possible, I suggest that you carry a knife on your belt as a last resort if someone is holding your gun.
Yeah, that kind of advice.
Yeah, that kind of advice. Or another advice, like, if you are suicidal and hate people, then do it. If not, then stay away from what will ruin your life.
Yeah, some advice in retrospect really seems horrifying. Some advice in retrospect you really wish you had taken. And in the case of LegalZoom.com, you probably, if you need a legal document and you don't have it, well, you know, it's going to be a bad thing. What if you should have had a prenup or
You should have filled out some kind of a will or a living trust or, you know, trademark or patent or something like that in order to protect yourself. Over at LegalZoom.com, they've got all of these forms. What they do is they ask you some easy questions, and then you fill them out. I did my will over at LegalZoom.com. It was great. And it's going to save my family a lot of trouble if things happen, you know, when I wasn't expecting them to. If you use coupon code FTL, you'll save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com. Got him a sponsor for quite some time, and so that coupon code always works. LegalZoom.com. Coupon code FTL. What are some of the other things that they've that you've got to share on this article, Johnson?
I mean, that pretty much, I think, sums up everything that was, like, in the article. I mean, they go into...
How many people were shot?
13.
No, 13 were killed. Dozens wounded. Whoa. According to a news report that I saw while I was at the gym this afternoon.
And what did he use to do this? Do we know the type of weapon?
I don't know.
Maybe he followed the advice and he had an assault rifle.
It's always a Bushmaster.
Right.
Always a Bushmaster. Well, it's a tragedy, and I sincerely hope, you know, the best for these families, but you never can tell what's going to occur.
I do kind of want to cover it. You can stop me if you think that this is a thing. Somebody also posted a link to the FBI Tips website.
Okay. FBI Tips website, all right.
Yeah. Oh, God. Another user posted, you're only shooting college-age students, correct? I have grandparents that live up there. Another user bemoaned how a shooting would mean gun licensing laws would once again be in the spotlight. Other users expressed their horror and disgust at the forum. One person wrote, no one will respect you for this. They'll just see you for the S coward you are. And it seems that one user on the message board had realized it could have a darker side and posted a link to the FBI Tips website. It's not clear if contact was made with the agency. 4chan has not yet responded to the Daily Mail's request for information regarding authenticity of the post. So then there's this, which looks like they clipped from maybe a past writing, and I'm going to read a little bit here, and you just tell me. It says, the ninth circle of hell. What is the web forum 4chan? The site is principally used by young men, and its guarantee of anonymity, users don't have to register before posting messages, has seen it described as the ninth circle of hell. 4chan recently hit the headlines when someone calling himself Original Guy posted explicit pictures of Jennifer Lawrence and other stars on the notoriously sordid but influential internet image board. They're referring to 4chan.
Yeah.
Yet, it was,
so this was the whatever that situation was where so many of the starlets were pictures were
right.
shown.
The function of 4chan, you know, specifically B, in a lot of cases, it's one of the threads on that forum, is that it's a place to post pictures and images and comments, but everyone is anonymous. No one has an identity on this site.
If this didn't exist, someone would create it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
I mean, there's just a space in the marketplace.
A place like 4chan will always exist.
So before you get back into that, I just pulled up information from CNN. Apparently only 10 people were killed. 7 other people were injured. The shooter among the people that were killed, and they do say earlier estimates had put the number of people that were killed and injured at being much higher.
Okay.
So earlier reports were wrong. 10 dead, 7 injured.
No weapon?
I'm looking through the article right now. Okay. That was the first two sentences.
Jumps right out. That's the more important stuff, admittedly.
Well, it goes on to talk here about 4chan. Yet it was set up by a sweet-faced 15-year-old schoolboy, Christopher Poole, in his New York bedroom in 2003. This is moot. His online name is Moot. He wanted to offer a forum for people, but to put whatever they wanted online with no rules and no fear of persecution. In 2009, Poole was voted the world's most influential person by Time magazine, although 4chan users reportedly rigged the poll. The original aim for 4chan as a slightly risque forum for teenagers soon turned into an internet cesspool.
I think that's a good description of it.
Yeah, as users exploited it to spread the most vile material. In so-called shock posts, they try to outdo each other in offensiveness. By the way, my friends and I also did shock posts when there was no internet websites like this. There was no communication when I was in college, you know, just like sending each other stuff like this in emails, like shock emails, like horrific images, you know, to like just, you know, be upsetting. It was...
I'm sure many of the things that I said as a young person were, you know, if they were revisited upon me now, I'd be shocked by my lack of empathy.
So it says, it goes on to explain, for example, pictures of dead people in car accidents are popular, as is extreme pornography and virulent racism.
They do seem to attempt to outdo each other as far as racism
goes. The goal is to be offensive, as offensive as possible.
Yeah.
The biggest difference between 4chan and other forums is that it allows commenters and contributors to post anonymously. Despite being the only type of material that is meant to be banned from the site, child porn is regularly posted. Pranks have included taunting the family of a suicide victim, starting bomb and school shooting scares, encouraging young fans of singer Justin Bieber to harm themselves, and triggering a false rumor that Apple founder Steve Jobs had died of a heart attack. Anyone who offends the 4chan community or other cheerleaders for the out-of-control internet can expect revenge attacks. After the credit card
company... That'd be great for Free Talk Live. We need that kind of publicity.
After the credit card companies Visa and MasterCard stopped handling donations to the whistleblowing website WikiLeaks, they were targeted by online vigilantes who managed to crash their websites. That's the thing. See, 4chan is also behind Anonymous, which does a lot of good, too. It's a double-edged sword, that anonymity. Indeed, many members of the sinister mask-wearing international vigilante hacking group Anonymous started out as 4chan members. Most of 4chan's offensive content is posted on its digital message board called B, where members call themselves B-tards and live up to the title with displays of vicious misogyny. Countless pages are devoted to revenge porn, once the unpleasant practice of posting... publicly compromising photos of an ex-lover. This is now a catch-all term for any compromising photos of women published online without their consent.
Right. So this, you don't necessarily, these aren't pictures that are necessarily taken with the person's consent.
Right.
They weren't necessarily given with the person's consent. So, for instance, if a woman takes a picture of herself, these pictures of these many of these starlets that were released not too long ago, they were on their own phones
and stolen and hacked off.
Yeah, hacked off of basically the Apple Cloud or whatever.
Right. So, an even more revolting trend is for so-called creep shots, in which men try to photograph the bodies of women or girls, often underage, whom they have seen out in public. Once again, marks are awarded for the most compromising shots. If challenged over why they're allowing pictures that have been taken up a teenager's skirt, websites like 4chan say it was legal as it occurred in a public place. Most sickeningly, some 4chan users felt the site wasn't sufficiently pornographic enough and formed a breakaway message board, AnonIB, where hackers calling themselves iCloud Rippers advertised their services to break into online account of any woman and download her private photos.
Oh, boy. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Final segment of Free Talk Live. Still have time to get your call in. The number's 855-453. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
Been talking about this terrible incident with the 4chan shooter out in Oregon. And just talking about the 4chan website generally, and you can always be horrified by this this website. They never cease to amaze when it comes to it. But your calls come first on Free Talk Live. Want to tell you about, real quick, how you can help the show. Do your online shopping at Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com. If you're going to be buying with U.S. dollars, do it through shop.freetalklive.com. If you're not, go through purse.freetalklive.com if you're going to be using Bitcoin. So anyway, do your all your shopping, shop.freetalklive.com. It helps us. It helps us to distribute the risk of doing the show because, well, you know, if everybody's doing their shopping over there, we don't need to worry about the advertisers so much.
And, Mark, just real quick, you had asked what sort of weapons, according to NBC News, they found 3 handguns and a, quote, long gun similar to an AR-style rifle on campus.
Yep, it's the Bushmaster. Let's go to Justin Biebs. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live. Justin, you are on Free Talk Live. That's what you got?
Wow.
4chan,
thanks
so much.
This guy called like 5 times on Skype just so he could give us a raspberry.
I knew that it was gonna go that way. That's why I...
Wow.
It's during the 4chan segment, though.
Right.
Yeah. So it's fine.
Wow.
He was pwned. He got trolled. We actually trolled him. He didn't even realize it because we were waiting to put him on during the 4chan segment. Thanks, buddy.
So what else does this article say about 4chan?
Well, okay, it mentions real quick, we brought up that spinoff, the Anon IB, that with the Cloud Rippers who advertise their services to break into the account of any online woman and download her private photos.
How do they do that, Johnson? How do they break into somebody's account?
There's all different ways. I mean, and through security exploits and passwords attacks. Most of these celebrities are probably using dumb passwords because most people use dumb passwords. If your password is something like sex, God, password, let me in, the name of your dog, your name, your birth date, you're dumb.
Incorrect is a good password because then when you forget it, you type it in, and then the website tells you your password is incorrect. Oh, yeah, it's incorrect. There we go.
Yeah, never use that again.
So the site's so-called.
Hold on just a second, though, Johnson. I have some questions. As far as using a password and that sort of thing, is that you get a if you ping a website three times, then it's locked. Then it can lock down an account, and you can't.
Depends on whether or not their password security was designed that way.
Some websites are designed that way.
Yeah, some websites are designed that way. Some aren't.
Oh.
And if you, for example, like if you.
That's a terrible idea to design a website. That if somebody misses their password five times in a row, that you let them keep trying.
There's also things called phishing attacks, where you send somebody an email, mm-hmm. and then they click and they sign up for a website that's completely fake. Or they get a page that looks like it's your login for Facebook or PayPal or eBay because they replicate the entire design of that website, and then most people are too dumb to look down at the address bar at the bottom of the screen and realize, oh, I'm not actually on Facebook.com. I'm on, you know, Facebook.esites.webspace.org.
Indeed.
Oh, this is not Facebook, and I just typed my password in.
Let's go to Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's on?
Yeah, I'm just finding out about the shooting here about half an hour ago. And I can't believe we're at this situation again where, you know, some idiot has just, you know, done some senseless thing like this. You know, and if you had asked earlier, what we should do or how this should be handled. I think that what we should, people are just going to have to start being on guard when you leave your house. Just going to have to start being aware of your surroundings. Just going to have to start, you know, paying attention a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I think the last thing that we need to do is start taking away everybody's guns.
Well, you know that they did this at a place where they took away people's
right.
guns.
These shootings always happen at places that are generally gun-free zones.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, everybody's gun was taken away.
You know, my feeling is that there's just way too many gun laws that are out there. I think they just want to do away with all of the gun laws and just allow people to just have guns. You have to be able to defend yourself.
If somebody would have had one here, potentially they could have defended themselves. It's difficult to know in these circumstances, you know, to be able to skin the smokestack in that amount of time. But
if somebody in that school had a gun, it would have changed the whole situation, you know, dramatically.
Potentially. I mean, don't forget that these walls are made of pasteboard, and the bullets are going to fly right through. When you're shooting at somebody who's, say, call it 15 yards away, it's unlikely that your average college student's going to get a nice grouping, and so these bullets are going to fly through. They're going to go into other classrooms, endangering other people. I'm not saying I wouldn't take anybody's gun away, but I'm just saying that you got to consider these things in these circumstances, too.
Yeah, well, it used to be back in the 40s and 50s that, you know, you could bring that, you know, a child could bring the gun to school, you know, to, you know, be part of like an offense after school to go target practicing. I mean, obviously, we're adults, you know, it's like all of that stuff is just all disappeared. It's like they, you know, it's like every time something like this happens, you know, an official comes out and then they want to tug at the hearts of everybody and then they want to say, geez, you know, and here we go again. It's the fault of the guns. It's not the fault of the guns. It's the fault of the person that's making these poor choices.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it. You know, I wonder, here's a solution. Why don't clothing manufacturers actually make bulletproof clothing that's hip? right? You can basically, the only kind of bulletproof clothing you can get is a vest that you sort of put on and it's bulky underneath. But I mean,
that clothing would be ungodly expensive.
It would be expensive. It would be heavy.
It would be heavy, but coats are heavy. Right? I mean, why don't we start half of America, a good portion of America wears coats or jackets or something half of the year. At that point, at the very least, we've got people covered with bulletproof stuff half of the year. I mean, there's a place to start.
I wonder what the temperature was in Oregon yesterday.
I don't know the answer to that. And obviously, you know, the people in Florida with their bulletproof Speedos would be kind of left out, right?
Right.
I'll get bulletproof flip-flops.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Well, to finish up this story here, so the site so-called Obtained Pictures, which sections listed the email and iCloud addresses of dozens of women.
Which site was this?
This is the Anon IB, the spinoff from 4chan.
Okay.
When a hacker successfully breaks into their cloud, they notch up a win and post any embarrassing pictures they find. Experts believe that the latest celebrity stalking began in what is known as the dark web, or the deep web, or underweb, a noxious matrix of encrypted websites that allows users to surf beneath the everyday internet with complete anonymity. I'm reading into this voice because this is starting to get a, like, techno-panic craziness.
Yeah,
it's just, it's ridiculous. It has existed for more than a decade and has been used by criminals to deal in drugs, sell weapons, and view horrific child pornography. Much of the trade is done
apparently
with bitcoins and controversial digital currency, which is increasingly used by cyber criminals to cloak their activities.
Oh, bitcoins are awful.
Bitcoins
are evil. That's crazy.
How often they say bitcoin and child porn in the same sentence. But, I mean, what's obvious here is that I mean, 4chan had child porn on it, according to this article, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So why not the internet child porn? Because that's what that's the truth of
and
it.
And a lot of the child porn on 4chan is posted by the children themselves.
Oh, dear God.
It's teenage girls that are just on there, and they're posting pictures of themselves all the time. I mean, that's just the reality of 4chan.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's not just young boys. It's also young girls trying to oppress young boys.
Turning our young people into felons. 4chan, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, 4chan, if it wasn't 4chan, it would be some other site. When you're talking about young people, I mean, you know, think about how you were at 15. If you were 15 years old, would you show a group of people who were about the same age as you, that were the opposite sex, some pictures in order to entice them? I suspect you would. I mean, people are taught that that's, and rightly so.
I suspect that all this stuff about 4chan is going to change real fast when facial identity recognition becomes publicly available.
So, like the people that post
these girls are going to go when they're not anonymous anymore, because like if their face gets online, like they post it and their face is visible, and then suddenly somebody can identify them from that. They're not going to post those pictures anymore. That's going to stop real quick.
Then they're just taking them from the neck down, right?
Maybe, or they don't take them at all because they don't care anymore. There's nobody to impress. It's not, you know, like, oh, they're not really looking at me. Chopped off.
We'll get that posted up online here on the Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. Is Mark with you?
Daryl.
And Johnson.
Drive safe. Stay away from 4chan. Free Talk Live.
BlakeDevelopment.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media? Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.